where we're moving on
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, took a whole lot of trying just to get up.
Okay, thanks for sticking with me. I only have 9 minutes left, right, Matt? So I got to wrap this thing up. I get so excited about this. Here I am talking today about a world of difference. If you don't want to be a slave to the paycheck and working your whole life, you better listen to this conversation and listen to it well. Now, I'm preaching to the choir because I'm 50 years old and I still earn an earned income. I could survive right now on my residual income, but it would be painful. I've made a very, very clear goal. Before I'm 50 years old, I want $20,000 a month of residual income. And if I can't live comfortably on $20,000 a month, $240,000 a year with no debt, I'm in trouble. I'm still driving a Ford Escape, but when I achieve that, I'm not buying a Ford Escape anymore. $20,000, you can do fun things every month and live a retirement, financial retirement that's more glorious than even during your earned income years. A lot of people make $4,000 to $6,000 and then say, I'm going to retire on $1,500 or $3,000, and they just live either house rich, cash poor, whatever. They go from paycheck to paycheck. It's a miserable life. And it's because people never learned the difference of residual income versus earned income and then had the discipline to pursue it. So here is the five different types of residual income. Number one, I stated, is the profits from the business. K-1 income, the growth of business. I named all the people from the Walton family to Larry Ellis to Bill Gates, all of the top 30, 50 wealthiest people in the world, in the country, and in our community do it off of businesses. But number two, you do have dividends from stocks. My parents did this. Hey, if you own $6 million worth of a dividend-bearing stock, you can have a residual. My parents had $60,000 to $70,000 a year, $5,000 to $6,000 a month, just because they own hundreds and hundreds of thousands of shares of Johnson Control stock. Same thing with Procter & Gamble and all of the other blue chip stocks. You know, companies like Facebook and these other companies like Amazon don't have a dividend. Apple has a dividend, but Netflix doesn't. So you have to know what kind of stock. Now, I put in here as well your pensions, your retirement funds. I have military. Those are kind of like dividends as well. So you call that dividend. That is a residual over time. You can earn a para. But also the third type is interest income. This is why all the banks love home mortgages. They're all making residual income off of your mortgage as a business. You can carry a mortgage. My wife and I have a promissory note where someone is paying us 7% on $50,000. Now, it's being invested overseas and stuff, but that's an actual promissory note. That is a form of residual income. And residual income is income that works without your input. See, earned income is that you have to be present and complete a task for exchange of money. Residual income is the creation of a financial stream of which you don't have to maintain. See, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have to maintain the growth of Facebook. Bill Gates isn't even a part active of Microsoft anymore. With dividends, the same thing. Earned income on CDs, promissory notes, bonds, municipal, private, government, whatever, you can earn money residually. Royalties, this is a big one. This is the only part that I don't have yet. Someone who's written a book, that's why everybody from Obama to Trump wants to write a book, to Michael Jordan, to whoever's the latest, Oprah Winfrey, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Mike Hartwick, Dave Ramsey, Chris Hogan, all of those. That's all a royalty for something that you do that people buy. Then you have minerals. There's royalties on minerals. There's royalties on oil, on commodities. But number five is the one that I want to focus on and finish the show on. That is real estate rents. Real estate rents. Now, of the five that we have, that's the most accessible for you and I. And here's an example, two examples right here. The most conservative example is my, I call it the three little houses. My wife and I worked our butts off with extra earned income over the last 6 years. the extra earned income that I worked my tail off and made extra income with additional jobs in radio and in mortgage, doing more mortgages, I took our extra income and bought a house, put 25% down, put it on a 15-year mortgage, got a renter in there who paid the mortgage but didn't make an exorbitant profit, maybe 200 bucks, 100 bucks a month. And then I turned around and I did it a second time. And then I turned around and did it a third time. And I created not one, but two, but three residual assets. One that it's all by itself now. The tenant is paying the mortgage. The mortgage is dramatically paying down the principal balance every month. So I'm getting closer and closer to zero, especially on a 15-year mortgage. One of my tenants pays $2,850 and $1,800 a month goes to reduce my mortgage. Over 12 to 20 grand a year, another $550 goes to pay the interest, and another $250 is actually profit for my wife and I. And that is a form of residual income. After 15 years, those houses are going to be paid for. We're going to rent them each for $2,000 a month, and my wife's going to have $6,000 of income once she turns 60. We bought all three of her houses before we were 45, and she's going to have $6,000 a month of residual money, 72 grand a year for shoe shopping. Period. From the age of 60 to 70, she's going to make $720,000 in residual income in retirement for spending her best hours with her kids and grandkids. You can do that. Billy Eberhardt, my mentor, does it a different way. Don't do it the long term. Go ahead and get 10 to 20% down on a house. Go super, super fast and make sure that you can get 10 of those and then 30 of those as fast as possible. If that makes 10, 15 years to do that, 5 years to do that, whatever you do, $300 profit each house. If you have 30 houses, now you're talking $9,000. That's over $108,000 a year, totally tax-free because of depreciation and the expense. And you've got $100,000, $10,000 a month almost in residual income that works for you. And in the end, I'm going to tell you this. Way back when I was like 18, I was introduced to residual income, and I remember the day. I was drinking in my friend's basement on a Friday night playing pong or ping pong or pool or something, and I needed to go to bathroom, so I ran upstairs with that little young buzz. You know, we were in Wisconsin, and the drinking age was 18, and we were tipsy, and all of a sudden, Mike Wright's dad is sitting in a recliner watching the Milwaukee Brewers, and he says, "Jay, you know, I'm making money watching baseball." I'm like, "Great, Mr. Wright. I just want to go to bathroom and go downstairs and drink more Pabst Blue Ribbon." And he says, "You know, residual income, Jay, it's something that works for you all of the time, whether you're there or not, while you're sleeping." So to have a source in finishing of residual income, whether that income is royalties, whether it's interest income, whether it's dividends, retirement, pensions, profit from a business, or best of all, real estate rents, please call me at 330-1457. I will have a free consultation for you, and I need you to understand that I love you. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close that you love them, because that all that matters in the end. And if you haven't found your passion, your calling, your purpose, pray to God that He deliver it to you, because I have found my purpose in you, the radio listener. So call today. I'm opening this up for the month of May only for me to sit down with the first 10 people that call in a free consult. This is worth $140, absolutely free. 719-330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Tune in next week for more advice. Come on, yo!
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. You can count.